Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to Vibe Nation Radio, where I am back for the week with a very special guest, Jimmy Mack. And Chris, better known as One Feather, is actually taking this week off, and he'll be back next week. So I am introducing Jimmy Mack, who's been on the show before, who is a very, very powerful healer. I've worked with him. I can feel the channel going in already. And I would just like to welcome you, Jimmy. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. You and I always have fun, and you've been on my show, too, and kept things stirred up, so I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And for those that are listening in, if you'd like to call in to get these mini soul-infused healing sessions, you can call 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. And Jimmy, why don't we just talk a little bit about how these work so that everyone who is listening understands that when we start to jump into the healing part, everyone can participate if this is something they're dealing with.
Yeah, that's well said. And I always mention that on my show as well. And, you know, if you got an eye issue or a money issue or whatever your challenge might be, I would call it, you know, disease and illness, a disorder. If you tune in with that, if we're working on somebody and their foot's bothering them even, you know, we can actually, you can actually feel that change come into you as well. We're so interconnected, all of us. And really, at the end of the day, we're collapsing the field and the wave and everything else within it. It's kind of like physics collides with the Holy Spirit is really what I figured out over time. And that's what shows up. So anything we can do to help others, you know, it's exciting. So even if they hear the replay and the sound of our voices, they can actually get some relief with that as well.
Yes, absolutely. And this is where we can really express to people that time truly is an illusion, that you can listen to it afterwards and still tap into the energy that we are creating in the show.
Yeah, without doubt. It's all about the frequency and the light and, you know, changing these things on another level. Absolutely. And I think often, as you know, people are really stuck and really mixed up by their beliefs or their entrainment from family or parents or what have you. When we break out of that paradigm, then all of a sudden everything starts to shift and reorganize in a better way.
Absolutely. So why don't we just jump right to it, and let's just take our first caller, Mary Jane from Oakville, and let's just see what Mary Jane has to say and what she would like us to focus in on. Mary Jane, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi,
Carrie. Hello, Mary Jane. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So how can we help you today, my dear? What is your question that you would like to ask myself and Jimmy Mack?
Okay. Just in terms of my love life, whether there'll be a full relationship, and presently there is someone right now that I have some sort of relationship with, and I'm not sure where to go with that. I don't know whether you want the person's name or...
No, don't need it. I can already feel your heart chakra filling up, my dear. This is actually very good to you. I'm actually feeling this, that this is actually you I want you to know that Spirit is saying you've done your soul work, my dear, that you have been using the tools that you've been given to actually co-create this relationship that has now come and co-created in your life. Is that correct? The tools have brought you here?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've been working very hard.
Okay. And they're saying, Mary Jane, that golden you is coming out, girl. You're standing up for yourself. But what is happening is you're feeling in some way that it's taking a little too long. It's not happening fast enough. And Spirit is saying, just relax, because this is going to tick off really fast when it's ready to go. They're saying that you're not sweating at night. The stress of you is leaving because of this person entering your life. And they're saying that you're building a very strong foundation that you're going to be able to work with. They're saying there's a big aha moment that's about to take place for you, MJ, and that this will happen. And when the aha moment kicks in, things are going to kick into full swing, but you have to focus on the stability that you already have to be able to be successful with this. Does this make sense?
Okay, so you're saying there's a new person coming in, not the person that I'm presently...
No, the person that you're with, things are going to shift, and it's going to happen fast. So they're saying, hold on. Okay, but they're just saying you have to wait. There's still an aha moment. And MJ, just to be honest with you, we're in a shadow of a Mercury retrograde. Getting into a relationship during Mercury retrograde is not very wise. Just wait, take it where it is. But because they're saying it's building a foundation. Whatever's going on, it's needed. You need to take this slow and realize that when you have that aha moment, Spirit's going to tell you when it's time to go, to say, okay, we're going to the next level. Here we go. And it's going to happen fairly fast. Okay, so Jimmy, what are you picking up to be able to help MJ to be able to shift this energy with you?
Yeah, MJ, if you want to stand up, we'll rock some things out. And I'd mentioned to all the listeners, if you have a pendulum, we can do that. And for the people that can muscle test, that's great. If you want to just stand up and face due north right now. Sun comes up in the east, turn to the left. So if you just think about that relationship right now, it has a weakness in it. It's going to feel like a drop backwards.
Right.
And I'm going to change it and download some positive strength for you. And it's going to pull you forward when it comes in, and it's going now.
All right.
Feel the difference?
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's going to help us. And she's spot on Mercury retrograde. Although if you met the person before Mercury retrograde and you had interactions with them or you were friends or whatever, I think it's okay to consummate things, within retrograde. It's definitely some weakness in that right now. I don't even get that it's your romantic interest as much as it is you and self-doubt and that sort of thing. But we just took all that out and that strengthened it. So hopefully that'll make a difference for you too. I do see that aha moment coming up, like Carrie was speaking of, in the next within the next 3 weeks anyway. It doesn't test as months or years or days. It's within the next 3 weeks, so you got about 21 days.
So, all right, great.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
I can feel this energy. Just know that where you're going, like, just feel that pull and just keep feeling that pull, because I do feel this is really, really good for you, my dear. I can feel a shift in your energy since the last time I actually saw you.
All right.
Okay.
Been a while.
So best of luck.
Okay.
Well, what? This is what you're looking for. This is what your soul is desiring. I can feel it.
Right.
And your soul is saying, MJ, believe in yourself that you're worthy of this, that this is something that you've worked hard on, and that once you know that you're worthy of this yourself, this is where Jimmy's saying he's feeling yourself dirt that, yes, it's going to shift. It's going to happen fast. Just wait for that aha moment, though. You're going to have it. It's going to give you some clarity. And Spirit's going to say, okay, MJ, it's time to go. You're ready to go now. Okay? Just remember that. It's on its way, sister. Just don't assume or expect how it's going to happen. Just let it happen naturally.
All right.
Okay?
Perfect. All right.
Okay, my friend. You have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Now, all right.
Bye, MJ. Now, those that are listening, and just know we're about to go to a commercial break in about 2 minutes. So when we get back, I am going to take the next caller that's popping up, which is Sandra, but we'll do that after the break. So MJ's already gone. I'm going back to Jimmy Mack. You can tell I'm already in a zone right here, aren't you?
That's good, though. Yeah.
This is important for people that when Jimmy says stand up, due north, anybody who's dealing with that type of energy per se, please know that you will feel this as well. So just go with the flow and know that everyone listening in can actually heal from this. And we all want more love in our life. So everyone should have been standing up on their feet doing that with MJ.
There you go.
Right?
No doubt. Even if you've had a 25-year marriage, you definitely want to strengthen it. So there you go.
Absolutely. And that was about building the strength within the soul of MJ so she knows that this is what is for her. It's not any self-doubting, which we all have right now.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where I actually just got, I got kicked off at my end. It's probably the storm. I'm sorry about that. Jimmy, are you there, my dear friend?
You bet. Yeah, a lot of times the energy does that. Same as I could be talking to somebody on Skype, and it sounds like submarines and choo-choo trains, so it's all good.
Absolutely. We're rocking the energy. That's all we know, right?
Yeah, without a doubt.
So we have the next caller. We have Sandra from Ontario. Welcome to the show, my dear. Hi, how are you?
Awesome.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
You're very well. We can hear you.
Oh, good. It's a Skype thing. My question is about a relationship that I'm currently in.
Okay.
Been seeing him for about 2 years on and off. And just wondering, we're going through a bit of a rough patch, and just wondering if you can give me any insight on how to smooth that out or what's coming up for us in that relationship. And also, is he my twin flame?
Now, one thing I don't like to say, Sandra, is are they your twin flame? Because truly, with what I teach, it is either you, God, and twin are the only ones that truly know in the deep of the soul level that they're your twin. If you feel that in your soul, I would say absolutely. What I'm getting is that there's a major choice that needs to be made right now. You either go this way or you go that way, but you haven't made that choice internally yet of where you want to go. And this is what Spirit's waiting for. They want you to make the decision. Where do you see this going? Where do you feel the vibration? Because I feel, again, like MJ, I feel like things are going to happen fast once you've made the decision, but what's blocking you right now is your own self-imposed fears. And this is coming with regards to someone from the past. It's a repeated pattern where you've had to watch your back. And because you had to watch your back, you weren't living the relationship you truly wanted to live. And this is something they're telling me that you're healing. And they're saying that what they would like you to do is let go of the fears and realize that, you know, if anything, I'm not going to say he's your twin, but if he's a soulmate, he's a very, very powerful soulmate. I can feel the love between the two of you. But Spirit is telling me that you need to see that you have the ability to be able to live happily with this person and know that this is love, unconditional love the two of you share, and that you do not have to watch your back when it comes to unconditional love. Does this make sense?
Yeah, for sure it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy, with regards to what you're picking up, again, we've got a lot of relationships that people are calling in for. So let's see what you're picking up and how we can help.
Yeah. I would just go ahead and stand up if you could, face due north. And I would do the same thing with you that I did with the last caller, which is if you think about this relationship you're in right now, there's a lot of weakness in it. It's going to feel like somebody's dropping you backwards. And here it goes.
Forward.
Yeah, you're going forward. Yeah, it's reversed. And that's okay. We're just going to change it real quick. That's really you. That's really spirit agreeing with me that it's weak. And so we're going to drop in strength for it. And when we take out the weakness, it's going to drop you back. And I just changed it. So now you're going to feel a drop backwards.
Yeah.
There you go. And I would say, you know, kind of my joke to all the beautiful women of the world is you want to stay out of, try your best to stay out of, I love hating you, I hate loving you. And so anytime where we're breaking up and we're getting back together and we're breaking up and getting back together and that sort of thing, I'm not too wild about that for you personally. And of course, I'm only talking to you. So there you go. But it's up to you. And, you know, the flip side of that is, hey, enjoy them. Stay out of making a white picket fence around it or where is this relationship going kind of thing, and enjoy the dinners and the movies and go out and go bowling and go do whatever it is you guys want to do and enjoy that instead of, you know, my God, I wonder if this is my soul twin flame, that sort of thing. Often we, I think, get confused on that because we might have had 10 different lifetimes with them. Could have been twin sisters from, well, I'll even tell you, I'm not going to lecture you as much as I'll tell you exactly. So lifetimes ago with you and this particular person is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lifetimes ago. Let's see, you were the man, you were the woman then. Was he a man? He was a woman also, friend, sister. So you were sisters 5 lifetimes ago. So when we meet these people, we go, oh my God, I love you and want to finish your sentence and kiss your whole face off. And it's because you were sisters in the same family 5 lifetimes ago. And I feel like that's what you're recognizing. I don't get twin flame per se at all. But that may be how you feel. You melt together with each other. When it's good, it's good. And when it's awful, it's awful. And I get that. But I would just tell you more to enjoy than I would try and figure out where's this thing going. Does that help?
It does. It does.
Okay. And Sandra, I'm also getting, my dear, that as he's talking about this, I'm actually feeling some of the healing taking place, because I'm feeling that whatever has harmed you in the past, whoever's hurt you in the heart, what he just said to you actually helped shift it, because I'm feeling it being pulled out of the back of your heart chakra as we're talking about this. So this is going to allow you to be able to allow the love to be received and given out of balance. So you're receiving and giving at the same level. And it's not about giving, 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 and only receiving little, not to match that. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. So basically you're just saying I need to heal my own stuff and just make a decision on which way I want to go and then trust that the best will show up.
Yes, absolutely. And I do, like Jimmy said, I do feel like there's a soulmate, absolutely 100% soulmate here. There's a connection here from a past life. And I'm just feeling they're saying to you, Sandra, put your energy into your work. Where your energy, that's where you seem to be at your most blissful state right now, is when you're doing your soul work, whatever it is, the healing work that you're doing with other people. They're saying this is really helping you at the same time, because people, there's, okay, I can hear you guys. Your spirit guides are saying that there's people being drawn to you that are mirroring mirroring what's going on with you. And they're saying you're not always catching it. So pay a little bit more attention when people say, oh my gosh, this is going on between me and so-and-so, and see where the common denominator is, where they're trying to get your attention. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
And it has to do with your work. So whatever you're doing with your work to help heal people, they come up and they use you as a, you know, you're a leader. They're confining you. Listen a little bit deeper to what people are confining to you, because it's going to help you understand where to go with what you're dealing with right now. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That helps. Yeah, it totally does. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're conforming to something. And they're saying you shouldn't be conforming to it. So you shoot out your rockets of desire, sister, and know that, you know, you're well on your way. Feel that love within you and know that you're worthy of that love that you're searching for.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're
Thank
so
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, because we were cut off, I'm going to call out the number again for those that want to call in. The number is 202 570-7057. Again, area code 202-570-7057. Now, while Chris is taking those calls, I am picking up with people that are just listening in. I don't know how we can do this. I Spirit's throwing me to throw this at you, Jimmy, that is there something that we can do, you and I, to be able to help everyone without actually having somebody call in? I don't know why they're telling me to tell you that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We can definitely work on that. In fact, I'll have you stand up and rock stuff out. So for everyone that's listening now or ever hears our voices in the future, let's just dissipate out. Let's start with self-love. They're wanting to go with. So believe, think, know, and feel ready, willing, and able. Know when, where, how, why to drop in self-love for ourselves here and now. It's going to pull you straight forward when it comes in. It's going to feel like somebody's filling you up.
I'm forward.
Awesome. And it's going to bring you back to neutral once it's done. This is going to be deeper than just you and I doing it. You're going to feel it's more of a mass.
Yeah. Oh, I'm feeling like I'm flying off a ski slope again forward right now.
There you go. Yeah, it'll pull you back to neutral once it's done, but that's us filling everybody up that is listening now or ever listens again. Once you get back to neutral, we'll do another one. And what they're telling me about isn't receiving and deserving, but it's basically today for this particular audience and anybody ever hears it, we just strengthen deserving and receiving for you also and for everyone that hears it. But worthiness is an issue. So worthiness of self-love, loving others, allowing others to love us. And usually we'll have a weakness in our self-worth with regards to that. It's going to drop you backwards.
I'm going back now for everyone.
Yeah. So we're going to delete out all that unworthiness to believe, think, know, and feel, to be ready, willing, and able, to know when, where, how, why, to feel worthy of loving ourselves, allowing others to love us, and allowing us to love them fully, completely here and now. And it'll pull you straight forward when it comes in.
Okay. I just shot forward.
There you go. Awesome.
Yeah, and I had a huge release of energy while I was doing that. I don't know if you guys heard me. As a channel, we sometimes burp and stuff like that. I just had a big release of energy for everyone as I did that, as I was being pulled back to be able to put me forward again. So I'm sure those that are listening in right now, you're feeling this because, again, this is how energy works. And I'm kind of getting lost with that. I'm getting pulled over emotion. So I think there's a lot of people right now, Jimmy, that are listening in that may be feeling a little emotional about what we just went through. Please work with these feelings, friends. Cry, let it out. This is about embracing your emotions, not suppressing them. Allow it to come out and know that you're worthy of this.
Love it. Yeah, well said. And definitely that makes a difference too. So I even did an audio MP3 all about love and, you know, really started with self-love. That's huge for others. You know, we're out there chasing love, what we perceive to be love. But ideally, what you want to do, as you well know, is we want to work on ourselves and be the best we can be so we're not attracting those that feel perhaps as beat down as we used to be. So when we mirror that, raise our vibration, we become more open to being receiving and deserving and worthy of love. And then we attract somebody that's of a higher caliber than if we didn't do the self work as well.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've only got a couple more minutes before we go to commercial break, and then we're going to call in. I've got a few people that are sending me texts saying I can't get through, which is funny. Again, it's just the energy, my friends. This is how this works. Please know that energy is also technology. So just keep calling in. Keep calling in, my friends. You will get through. And we're going to take another caller when we come back. I've got a few that are actually texting me, so I'm going to tell them to call through again. I don't know why they're not getting through. Maybe they're not putting one. So the number again, my friends, is 1-202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. And is there anything you'd like to say before we go to commercial break in the next minute?
Oh, gosh. Anything you and I can do to help and contribute to others. That's really what you and I are all about. There's no doubt. And my website's jimmymackhealing.com. If you go there and look under products, even, it's a little link that we like to call free stuff. So everything we give away is free on that. And there's an awful lot in there. There's audio MP3s. There's videos. There's things to read, watch, and listen to. And it's all free. And it's under products under JimmyMacHealing.com and then free stuff. So feel free to take advantage of that. Yeah, Carrie and I are all about helping and contributing to others. And we live it, folks. It's not something we do. So.
Yes. And I just had someone else call me fast, going, can you repeat the number again? Yes, I can repeat it. It's 1-202-570-7057. Again, 1-202-570-7057. And for those that are looking for other, again, Jimmy Mac has got a lot of stuff to help you through all of this. I also have, you'll see under Soul Work on my website. So CarrieTurcotte.com, again, free information to help you raise your vibrations to shift into where we're going. Stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll take the next caller. We'll be right back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest is Jimmy Mac from Jimmy Mac Healing. And the two of us have been doing mini soul healing sessions. And we actually have Valerie from California who is now joining us. Valerie, are you there?
Yes, hi, I am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'd like to see if there's anything going on with my throat chakra. I'm kind of feeling some sensations and coughing in that area.
Okay. And it's interesting that you just said that, because as soon as you came on, my throat chakra did close up on me. I am getting that this is about you finding that strength to speak not only who you are, but it's almost about you finding that strong, solid woman to say, this is who I am, and I'm going to speak my truth now about who I am, and I'm not going to let anybody else tell me otherwise. I feel this is a lesson that you're learning very largely about speaking up for yourself. And it doesn't mean that you have to go out there and speak, you know, lower vibrations to people. It's they're saying that you're not letting it live in your head anymore. Then they're saying this is something that they want to toot your horn for, because I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit that you're really working on trying to heal this and not let it live in your head. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Okay. It's with regards to a specific person. I would say it's more of a male energy that, and again, it could be anyone. It doesn't need to be a male. Somebody who has been very sharp with their words with you, somebody that has words of glass that have hurt you, and spirit is saying that you're not going to take this anymore, but you're not listening to your gut with regards to this. And I think it could be family related too, that you've got some family healing that you're taking place. So when the throat chakra starts to get blocked, is because the heart chakra is opening up the higher heart, which is the thymus. So when you start to cough, you'll probably bring up, like I call them, energy phlegm balls, and it's clearing out the higher heart, but they get stuck in the throat because you have to clear the throat to be able to clear it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So I'm getting that.
I don't seem to be having any. I'm not having any difficulties with anyone, so I'm not understanding that part of it.
Okay. This is people from your past that have, think about people in the past that have done, said words to you that have may have hurt you, specifically male energy people. So it could be men. Okay. So they're trying to say this is something that's within your soul that needs to be healed. At a great, and it could be from childhood that you used to listen to somebody talking to their daughter or your friend and they talk to them lower vibration. There's something there about people hurting people with words that's connected to you. That's what I'm picking up. Jimmy, are you picking up on this?
Yeah, and just by the way, Valerie, when I ask, one of my menus would be bacteria, virus, mold, fungus, mildew, yeast, candida, negative pathogen, and parasites, and you test weak on all those things. So it's definitely an energetic pattern. If you want to stand up now, face due north, and you can even put either hand you'd like around your throat chakra, and you're going to feel a drop backwards.
Yeah.
That's the weak. And then I'm going to change it to positive strength, and we're going to have everything spin in the correct direction. You're going to feel a pull forward right now.
Okay.
There you go. So that's going to help you out a lot. It's generally the throat is all about speaking up or speaking your truth. I don't even get that it's speaking up as much as perhaps now more than ever you're speaking your truth. And so kind of how people deal with that's on them, not on you. So at least I feel like too energetically people don't wonder where they stand with you. You're unabashed and certainly not afraid to tell them. Does that make sense?
Oh, perfect sense.
Yeah. So that's what they're saying. So good for you.
Good for you, dear. See, these are little mini readings. They throw me at you. They throw Jimmy at you. And it's like, okay, let's clear that throat chakra for you, honey.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank
it sounds much. Better, too, right now, by the way, Valerie.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks You're for calling in.
Thank you very much. And we're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to Tini from Toronto. Are you there, my dear?
I'm here.
And what would you like to ask Spirit about today, my friend?
I just feel like I'm at a time right now where there's no movement. I'm stuck. Just the home life, not work. I'm happy where I am. I work from home now. But I just feel stuck romantically, family life. I don't know
where you're going.
I don't know where I'm going, and I'm kind of like WTF all the time. Like, what's going on?
Absolutely. No, I, like you say in that, I'm also, I'm feeling that your monkeys are really like your mind is going a mile a minute, and Spirit is saying that this is causing a lot of choices for you that you can't really see the forest through the trees right now. But it's almost like they're trying to say that you're being given all these choices because you need to be able to make the choice, because there is type of a, I don't want to say justice, but it's a very powerful feeling I'm having attached to this. Justice is being served through what you're going through. And even though your soul is tired of this and it's stressing you out, Spirit's saying some way you've lost focus on the bigger picture, that your everyday life has kind of gotten to you, and that vibration of those snapshots that you throw out to them about, you know, these are the vibrations of the reality I wish to be in. You haven't been doing that as much simply because of what has gone down in your personal life. Is this resonating with you?
Yes, completely.
Okay. So I'm feeling like controlling the monkeys, and your soul's tired. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm just so tired. And I'm feeling that being able to stand up for yourself is really something that Spirit is telling me that, you know, you need to know that you're standing up with adversity, saying this is who Teenie is, and Teenie's going to be Teenie now, and no one else is going to tell me how to be Teenie. Make sense?
Yes, complete sense.
Okay.
That's how I feel. Like every day is like, okay, how am I going to push through this? Like, like this is me, and
Jimmy, what are you picking up on Teenie?
Yeah, let's work on that. Go ahead and stand up, love. And definitely it's stuck energy. And if you just say, I feel stuck, you're going to feel like somebody's pushing you forward. and it's radio, so go ahead and say, I feel stuck, and see if you go forward.
I feel stuck.
And all I'm going to do is grab that and release it, resolve and delete it, erase it up into the void now, pull her straight back when you're done, and you'll feel a pull backwards when it leaves. Forward, back, or in between? How do you feel?
I'm being pulled back.
There you go. So that's releasing, and it's going to wash out. It's going to bring you back to neutral once it's done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's still going. Feel the difference though, right? So everybody's walking around with little spiritual jerseys on, and you might have on a little hoodie or a windbreaker, and it says, hi, how you doing? I'm stuck. And so we're taking that part off, okay? And then it's going to bring you back to neutral once that's deleted. And it's in the wave right now. There you go. You'll feel it release and then bring you back to neutral. And this has been going on for a long time, so it's out of other lifetimes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lifetimes ago, you had the same issue. So we want to delete all that out and not repeat it, obviously. She'll feel it drift you back to neutral once that's erased. Let's have her learn all the lessons she needed to from being stuck and feelings of stuckedness. Release her from the service to it. Thank you.
Thank
it
you.
Just changed. Yeah, you feel it?
Oh, yes, I feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A minute there, I thought I was going to fall backwards.
Welcome to my world.
And
love it. How do you feel now? Laughter is always good.
Are you feeling good?
Oh, I'm feeling better. Yeah. And then I did. I was actually listening in, and I actually cried doing the one prior to that you did to the other lady. So, yeah.
Love awesome. It. You're doing extra. Soul healing today.
Oh, yeah. I feel I need all that extra work.
Good. Well, and I just want to say that Spirit is just saying to me to tell you right now, keep working on the soul work that you've been doing, and you're going to feel this shift that Jimmy just did to find that inner lion in you. They're like, welcome to the Leo energy is what I'm hearing. Roar out there and show that inner strength. And see, this as a new book of Teeny, not another chapter. It's the new book. Okay, and know that things are going to be able to shift with you. I can feel lighter with you. I feel bubbly, like I'm in champagne bubbles now that Jimmy's done this for you. So share that love with
everybody. I feel like I...
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I feel it too. I feel a lot better. Like I just felt like I was stuck in mud before, and now it's like I just feel lighter. Like I can pick myself up again.
Yeah, visit our website, love. It's jimmymackhealing.com, and just go to products, and you'll see free stuff there. It's all free, audios, videos, things to read, watch, and listen to, and it's all free.
Oh,
so check it out when you can. Awesome.
I will.
Thanks for calling me.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, guys. Love you, too, sweetie. Take care. And we've only
love
got
you.
A minute.
Bye-bye.
Before we go to...
oh.
Bye-bye. We've only got a minute before for commercial break, and we do have one more caller that I am being pulled that we will be taking after the commercial break. But I'm just, those that are listening in, do what Teeny just said. Teeny said that she's been listening and she's been doing the work as everyone's doing it, just to show you how, you know, you can listen to Jimmy do this with, you know, maybe every single one. You're like, oh my gosh, yes, I can relate to this. Yes, I can relate to this. Yes, I can relate to this. This is going to allow you to have a great healing session in a very short period of time. But again, you have to do the work afterwards, my friends. You have to maintain it. You need to believe in yourself and know that we are pure source energy and we have the ability to stay within that pure source energy.
Love it. Yeah. We started out going soul, 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 and now we're relationships and relationships and unstuck relationships. So isn't that cool?
Yes. And it's just, guys, this makes you allow you to understand, too, that so many people are going through exactly what you are going through, but a lot of people feel that you're isolated and you're alone in all this, especially when you're waking up to the process. And that's simply not the case, that you will wake up when you're supposed to wake up. You can't wake anyone up. And just feel you're not alone. Please know this, that there's so many people on this planet that are going through energetically exactly what you are. It's just, you know, what pot are we in? We're in our own pot, just dealing with the same stuff in a different way. But energetically, we're still all connected. So I think that's really cool how we can do this energy and show how this really works. You know, energy is a cool thing when you understand how it works.
Right. Well said.
So I know that, I knew this music was about to come on. So stay tuned, my friends. And when we come back, we have Ange from, I think, Hamilton that's being on next. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio. And today I'm doing mini healing readings with Jimmy Mack. And we have another caller calling from Hamilton. Ange, are you on the phone, my dear?
I am. Can you hear
me? Thank you for calling in. I can hear you.
Okay.
So I feel there's two things that you want to discuss. So go ahead and ask the first question and we'll see what Spirit has to say.
Okay, I've been dealing with chronic back pain for 28 years. And that kind of leads into the second thing that I wanted to talk about if there's time. I do everything, but it's affecting my motivation. It's affecting my sleep. I go to the chiropractor. He's awesome, but it's getting to him as often as he'd like me to get there. So, help.
No, okay. Now, what I'm feeling like, Spirit wants to do the reverse vole right now, because I am picking up some stuff. And again, it has to do with past lives and about the unhappiness that has been brought in of not feeling like you're going to make it to success, to the success that you know you're worthy of. And Spirit is saying, let's throw it over to Jimmy, because I'm feeling that this goes pretty deep. And I'm going to get more information as we're going through the healing when he goes through it with you. Jimmy, are you feeling this?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to go ahead and stand up, face due north. Generally, back to me is about two different things. And I've got some what my mother calls terribly wealthy clients. So if they're wealthy and the low back is hurting, it's generally about support of family or friends. Yours is actually financial. It's about money. So that is the root of this issue. And if I ask bone, muscle, ligament, tendon, joint, you've got some joint inflammation as well. You don't test for heat, you test for cold, you test for the actually people are either lavender or non-lavender on Epsom salts, and you test really good for lavender Epsom salts baths. That would go a long way. All it simply is a simple form of magnesium. It would allow the tendons and joints and things to relax in there as well. But if you're standing up right now and you can just go ahead and say, I feel weakness in my low back, it's going to pull you forward for yes.
I feel weakness in my lower back.
And you'll feel a drift forward.
Yeah.
And we're going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it. Have her learn all the lessons that she needed to from it, release her from the service to it. Pull her straight back when you're done. Thank you. And you'll feel a drift back, and it'll pull, 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 and bring you back to neutral once it's done.
Wow. I'm going to be making appointments with you every week.
Well, let's hope you don't need to make appointments every week, love. Let's knock it out of the ballpark.
Other issues.
Well, we all do. That's true.
No,
you're
but the
sweet.
Financial one is the biggest.
Yeah, that's really that's the root problem of what you got going on. I want to air your laundry on the air.
We have our own recycling company, so.
Okay.
Where the financial
thing
comes from.
How does it feel right now? Tell folks how your back feels right now.
My legs are tingling. My back feels better. I also sweat
love
a
it.
Lot. So.
So that's not bad for 60 seconds, right?
No kidding.
So you can imagine what an hour would do. We'd really get to the deep heart of the matter then, okay?
And I'm feeling that I do feel that there's a lot more going on behind the scenes. There's something that's moving you guys forward, but I almost feel like there's history repeating itself with regards to a certain male energy I'm feeling, and somebody who's not talking, they're not really saying much, and somebody who's like, leave me alone, they're like a grumpy old bear, and you're trying to stand up and really be that powerhouse, and they're saying, let go of these people that are pulling you, like that are pulling at your heartstrings, because that's affecting your back. And I also feel that Spirit is saying you're the one with you've got an animal situation going on as well that you need to deal with.
Yeah, one of my dogs, she's getting older, and she's got chronic hip and back pain, which makes her not so great around people. And we're contemplating whether or not to put her to sleep. Don't want to, but I don't know. I give her stuff from a wellness company that's specified for dogs, but it just doesn't seem to be working. So that's my
Do you pick up anything on that, Jimmy?
Yeah, I love working on animals around the world. It's jimmymackhealing.com. It's /pet-healers.
I'm actually on your website right now.
Yeah, it's on my website. And, I do a lot of that. I don't even know. I feel like you guys are going to kind of make that executive decision in the next about 3 weeks out. There's a window for passage there. You know, it's up to you after a while. If nothing's working, you know, if everything goes beautifully, whatever puppy or kitten or parrot or whatever we get, you know, ideally we're going to outlive them. And they're just filled with unconditional love, and they're there to help and support us. But ultimately, when it's time to let go and they have windows for letting go, then, you know, part of the wisdom is to know when to put them down if that's the case, because I'd rather put them down than have them languish for weeks and suffering every morning, noon, and night. It's not worth all that. So you're going to know, but I think you got a window with it's certainly, and it's under 30 days that you and or your husband might come to that decision. So just letting you know, if the dog's whimpering every time it walks, after a while, it's like, hey, you know, we're just, you know, what are we doing? You know,
not,
so
that's
how
yet. She's having a, she's not whimpering yet, but she's challenged getting up and down the street.
I'm letting you know. Yeah. What they're whispering in my ear. So you got about 3 weeks before it starts getting probably pretty sloppy. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And so just keep an eye on it. You know, just us, actually just us talking today collapses the field and changes all kinds of things. So I'm hopeful, but I don't get that it's like just got years, you know. It's like, you know, maybe we could extend it out a couple months kind of thing, or the holidays, you know, at best. So I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does. Sorry, my dogs have started barking, so I had to cover the phone.
Yep.
I have two others.
Yeah, it's all good. So I'm just hearing let go of the stress attached to this and know that spirit's going to work with you to give you the signs. And I feel that she is going to give you, or he's going to give you the sign that you need to know. They're going to look in your eyes and you're just going to know. I feel that the power up above is really working with you on this one.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Enjoy and let us know how your back is doing. Let us know how your back is doing.
And I will. Oh, it feels good. I'm still standing.
So, that's a good thing. Awesome, Jimmy. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you. I give it all the spirit, no doubt.
Absolutely. So thank you very much, Andrew. Really appreciate you calling in, and
yeah,
good luck with your back.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye.
Okay, Jimmy, we've only got a few minutes left. So everybody, if you want to find Jimmy Mack, it's jimmymackhealing.com. For myself, carrieturcotte.com. We both have free information there for all of you to use, soul work to do. Again, this is work that, you know, we can help guide you, but you have to do the work yourselves. So you can have a session with Jimmy, and Jimmy can help you shift the energies, but what you do afterwards is up to you. It's like that saying that you always say, Jimmy, that I can put my hands out and help you over the fence, but you got to get over the fence yourself.
Yeah, you got to at least put your foot in my hands, that's for sure. Well said. Yeah. No, we're on board for helping everybody we can, contributing all we can. You know, I tell everybody, even my famous movie star clients, you know, we go to the bathroom, we eat, we, you know, get dirty, we take showers, we wash our clothes, and it's the same with this little practice, too. You've got to come to a place where you've at least figured out how to clean yourself up energetically and to just take one day at a time. And at the end of my radio show, I always say, may the rest of your life be the best of your life and make progress every day. So that's what you and I are about, definitely, is making that progress.
Absolutely. And I just love the fact that people can go back and they can listen to this over and over again. I know a few people that the last show, there was one girl specifically, Nadia, who has MS, and you helped her dramatically to be able to stand up and be able to walk, you know, without her walker so much. And, you know, she knows that she has to work on this every single day, but she knows that she can wake up and listen to the show and go through that again. And I know she is reaching out to you. She's called me a few times, but, you know, this is where people need to understand that you can go back, that whatever we're talking about now is energetically connected to everyone. So you could listen to this from a year from now, and you're still going to be affected as if you were in that moment, as if you were listening in the here and the now, because that's where time becomes an illusion.
Well said. Yes, agreed. And a lot of times the MS too, by the way, and I've had more than one person with MS, obviously, over quite a long period of time, is they'll also have an incredible amount of parasites and parasitic infections. So it masks often as numbing, and it's really interrupting what they got going on. So it's kind of interesting. And then I've had people that would do parasite cleanses, and they feel infinitely better. Now, will they always have MS or MS in their chart? Yeah, but, you know, if we can diminish the symptoms down on any illness, disease, or disorder, I mean, that's 90% of the battle right there.
Absolutely. And then the mind, to be able to stay strong and keep it in a strong sense. You know,
no
we
doubt.
Have to be able to make sure that that mind is matched with the heart, my friends. And that's really where we are these days, that, you know, you have to have common sense and logic attached to that love and compassion, and know that every day is a brand new beginning, that when you wake up in the morning, you've been given a gift to be here another day, because tomorrow's not promised. So do your soul work every day. Take the time to get up in the morning and, you know, listen to one of Jimmy Mack's. You know, he's got tons of them every week. Sign up for his newsletter. He's got stuff comes out every week about what's going on, new videos. He's got even like a funny section, you know, spiritual comical things that give you laughing. That's a high vibration. Yep. They're singing, laughing, dancing are awesome. So, you know, my friends, when you really start to understand how energy works, you'll start to appreciate yourself and the work you're truly doing on yourself. Because energetically, you know, it's sometimes we need help from other people. Don't be afraid to help people nowadays. Don't ask for help. You know, if somebody's got the credentials, do your research. And if they got the credentials behind them, step forward and take that leap of faith. You never know. That could be that person that can help you get through that threshold of the new life that we're all thriving for. Right?
Well said.
So it's been a wonderful time with you, Jimmy. Thank you so much again. And
thanks for having
you
me.
Have a,
always fun.
And awesome. And anybody, again, Chris will be back next week. And if you want more information on Jimmy Mack, jimmymackhealing.com. Have a wonderful week, my friends. And I will see you guys probably again in the fall. Take care. Bye.